Today's daf is daf mem. The next case is Azara la mekalela viv imo minayim. Where do we see the Azara, the warning of cursing one's father or mother? It says Ish imo viv tirao. Now this is interesting. This is the because the reason why this is interesting is because that's a positive mitzvah, no? Has that a lot asa isha vivimitar, you should fear your parents. So that's why it's very interestingly, the Korban Ha'edah says actually the Azara you should learn even if it says minayim, change the gears of lotek. Well, Elohim look or Elohim look Elohim, which way you want to read it. Lo tekalel. We saw this before, and from which we can draw kal vachomer for other cases as well. If it's judges, well, case Elohim, then kal vachomer may parents. Parents. Perhaps that's what he understands. The korban is where we're learning the love from. But in any event, onish for karet minayim, where do you learn the punishment, meaning mitzvah of cursing parent and the prohibition of also punished with karet? That's mekalav mot yumat and mikolat. Okay, yeah, fair. So you can see the punishment and the karet associated with it. Next, haba nara morasa. We refer to this as a betrothed young lady between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. That the punishment is skill as well. Someone has a relationship with her. Now, here we have to fill in the gaps as well if we look at Korban Ha'edah, because we have to follow this pattern of Azara, Karet, and Mita. So, what's Azara? Esh, eshet, amitcha lo titen lazara. That's prohibition of having Eshet Ish. Okay. Karet minayin, what about the Karet in this situation? Kikol ha'ela, again, that signing off pasuk for that whole section in Parashat Emor. Karet applying to all those forbidden relationships, and also onesh minayin, because im emet hayah davar, this is by the case of Motzi Shemra, if she indeed really did have an affair, Skaluha, you see that she's taken out to be stoned. Okay, now let's go to the Gemara. Rav Yossa b'shem Rav Yochanan, Rav Chia b'shem Rav Elazar, Rabbi Meir he. This Mishnah seems to be like opinion of Rabbi Meir. How's this like Rabbi Meir? Look at the Korban Eidan. He says, Hadet namanitin, it seems to be specifically referring to a na'ara and not a ktana. Atya must be like Rabbi Meir. Because in the case of Motzi Shemra, there's a machloket whether the knas of Motzi Shemra also applies to a ktana or just a na'ara. So let's have a look. Ktana, it says ktana in la knas, the na'ara davka v'lo lo ktana. And Nara Moros, so therefore Nara Morosa also, it's Nami in Ktana, so in Ktana Mashma, sorry, the Ktana's not implied. So you understand when it says Nara in that parsha, specifically Nara no Ktana, so too here as well. The Daiklam, however, I'll just drop a few lines. However, when it comes to the Rabbanan, Aval Rabbanan, it says Afilu Ktana, just as there includes a Ktana, so too here as well. The Gemara says, "My time at the Rabbanan." Now we got Rabbi Meir, gives to change Rabbanan, because the Torah says "naar naar," even though it's read "naara." It's one of these phonetic creatives. That's it's written "chaser" in that parasha, and because it's "chaser," it seems to also imply like you learn from this, and it also includes a katana as well. That's how they understand it. Okay, so my mekayminin Rabbi Meir change the Gemara. So what does he do? What does he do with the fact that you've got this creative "naar"? Na'ara. It says, Rav Aval says, B'shem Resh Lakish, Na'ara chat, Shleima, sorry, there's one Na'ara that's written full in the whole Parsha, Am Rav Parsha, V'lim Da'al, Kol HaParsha, Kol HaShi G'dola. That's to tell you that all the references in Na'ara later is referring to G'dola. Okay. And therefore, Meitiv Reb Meir Rabbanan, Meir Meir says to the Chachamim, Harei Motzi Shemra, the whole parsha Motzi Shemra, Ein Ketuv Bo Ela Na'ar, it only says Na'ar there. Vehi Gdola, clearly it's Gdola because it says in that parsha that she is killed. And at Ketana, you don't kill. She's not, you don't, Ketana Kapi Chayev, the capital punishment. And there, even though it says, it's printed Na'ar, the text says without a hey. There England is get it, so there might be Rabbanan. What do you do with that parasha? You can't say the fact that there's missing a hey must mean something about a katana because you can't give a capital punishment to a katana, to a minor girl. So Amar Avam Tiftar Shabala Derech Zakrut. In other words, what this is referring to, in the parasha, in that parasha, the fact that it's written Na'ar as opposed to Na'ara is to teach that someone would be chayv having a relationship also Shelo Kedarka. Okay? Meaning, not in a normal way, as men would, if you like, have a relationship with one another. That's what means derech zachrut, even though that's not the exact translation. Okay, now this is a piece that we're a bit late to shear on because there are two ways to read this according to the Korban Eidah. I'll show you here. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba says, "Bai kamei Rav Abba, Rav." You know what? I might run through this sugya, if you like, twice, according to the first way of Korbaneda and then the second way, instead of just going try and do it side by side. See, otherwise, you lose the flow. So he says, Rav Yaakov bar Abba bai kamei Rav. Habalak tana mahu. Now, there's two ways you can ask the question. Who's this question for? Is this a question on Rebbe Meir, or is this a question on Chachamim? The first way he reads this is a question on Rebbe Meir, meaning Rebbe Meir says clearly, a na'ara. But is it chayv, are we chayv chenek, or is would the person be pater on it because it says umet gam shnehem, that the two of them die, and if she can't die, he can't die? That's another question. So amarle, it's beskila. Okay, habala bogeret mahu. So amarle, ani akra na'arav lo bogeret. Well, that says na'ara no bogeret, and the question is, v'kara l'na'ara v'lo k'tan. If that's the case, if you're specific on na'ara, then also be that it's also on k'tana as well. That, by the way, if we're reading like Rebbe Meir, I shouldn't have said beskila because it obviously doesn't hold skila. He says bechenek. Okay, so the Gemara says, so ani k'ra na'ara v'lo bogeret. So ve'enu chayv ela chenek. So parech, if you look at the korban, parech na'ara v'lo k'tana, via bala k'tana would be also patur. But 1 second, it continues. You have to read it. That she's chayv knas. She'd be chayv knas. So that's in that case. That's like the lashon rishon, like we said. Looks is like with the shes Rebbe Meir. So if it's chayv knas, then how can you memat it? Okay, that's if you like the first reading. And that's how you just kind of read it through. But I'll continue with, I'll do it like the Chachamim now. He says the other way of reading the sugya is as follows. Bayi kemei rav, habalak tanama, what's it mean by Chachamim bayi ktana? What do you mean by Chachim bayi ktana? Because the Chachim bayi ktana, the question is, okay, it's not memat from the parsha that she's actually a na'ar morasa, one be chayv a relationship with, but maybe the fact that Torah says na'ar instead of na'ara means it gets a different punishment. Maybe it gets chenek instead of skila. That's the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara then continues, no, amarle, no, it's actually beskila. What about abor geret mahu? So akra, ni akra, if you like, na'ara v'lo bogeret. That na'ara and not bogeret. Specific na'ara and not bogeret would, if you like, get the punishment of skila. So v'kra le'na'ara v'lo k'tana. So then, what about the do the same thing by a ktana, and say she doesn't get chenek? So v'leit, now here, pardon me, in this lashon, you'd have to read ba'amar le v'leit ata model li shehu beknas. Don't you agree? This is a lishna acharina. This is this reading. La'mode beknas dichtiv asher inal arbot et knas. That the katana is indeed included. Knas applies to it. So, and therefore, v'leina tamodesh b'knas, so amalei tachat ha-shinah l'rabot ha-taktana l'knas. So here, what he says is, late amalei al davar asher inah l'rabot ha-taktana, he takes out the word in his second reading, the word knas. So the fact it says, asher inah l'rabot ha-knas, I read the Korban Eda, according to this, yaharach v'ra k'tiv b'na'arah al davar asher inah. Because the word asher ina, there's some sort of pain caused. V'gam ketana ike inui. And by ketana, there's also inui, so there should be chayiv on it. So in other words, what we're trying to read here is the Chachamim were trying to say that, okay, the reason why it's chayiv skila by a ketana, even though we've got the word na'ar, is because inui is called tachat asher ina. So then the Gemara then continues, okay, he responds back to him, Ekra al davar asher inah lebogeret. So again, take out the word knas. Korbanet says, "Vahri minan de ktana." He says, "Neima de maraber mogeret liskila." Maybe that the atachat asher inah is coming to include a bogeret liskila, and the na'ara, the third, is coming to lema'et ktana, because if it, because also in the inui is also experienced by a bogeret, so why are you picking the ktana over the bogeret to say it's chayv skil and the bogeret not, when it could easily be the other way around? Okay, so if we go through the flow in accordance to the second reading, the question was, okay, what about na'ara? Did she get chayv skila? Yes, she's chayv skila. Okay, because I have a minute, she's only chayv chenek because of na'ara, And the Gemara says, effectively, we've got to the point is, well, you've got a, your mema'it bogeret, and you're including in the arah specifically for skila. Who says it should be that way around? Maybe it could be the other way around. Okay, that's a simple reading according to Chachamim. So again, I'll fill in this, the chart, had a chart I was in the process of building out, but I'll fill it in for you and I'll share with you after Shir in terms of the flow according to Bashito. So the Gemara then says, Amarav, af al gav de nitzchi Rav Yaakov bar Abba bedina, despite the fact through his clever arguments, he ended up winning. Meaning there was no counter argument to prove the point. Halacha nonetheless, habala ktana beskila v'yiptura. If someone has a relationship with a ktana, the punishment would be skila, and she'd obviously be patur because she's a ktana. So Rav Avun says, v'shem Rav Shmuel, v'lama lo patar le min hada, why didn't he learn from the following? Meaning, ma omet ha'ish asher shachav ima levado. Now, that is referring to, what do you mean levado? It says, v'ktiv batri, if you have a look, v'lanara lo aser davar. In the case of rape, she didn't do it. Ein lanara chet mavet. Obviously, she's going to be killed. So why are you saying met oto levado? V'chein adim she'ein lanara chet mavet. If the next pasuk says that she did nothing wrong, obviously that she would die, that only he would die alone and not her. Came in a case of rape. So it says, Umata Bolova Naarla Sotavar in Lenachet Mavet, El Michan, it must be coming to Lerabot the case of Ektana. That a Bala Ktana Beskila, Kamanazesh Beskila, Skila, the Hiptura. So I'll just again, I'll read the commentator, Hachigama, Hulavado Yumat Beskila. Only he does the skila, af she'ein nara chemada, even if this nara doesn't have chet mavet. What type of nara talking about? The shavana met mavet and all of our Torah, and who's that referring to? That's hain v'ktana she'ein ba'enu bat onshin. So that, if you like, the extra stressing of the fact that she doesn't have to die must be not talking about the case of rape, but it must be talking about her age, that she'd never be chayav a capital punishment. So therefore, that's our point. You can see the ketana, that someone else with a ketana, this nara morasa, oh, this ketana morasa, koin chachamim, ket mavet. Okay. Okay, let's continue. That was a bit of a tricky bit, but let's learn the, let's continue. Next amud. Hamisit, this is someone who is enticing someone to Avodah Zarah. That's hedyot. He's a hedyot, and in the sitet a hedyot. Exactly what that means. Hedyot, we'll have a look at the Gemara. So Amar, yesh, Amar, yesh yiraba makomploni. There's some sort of, if you like, Avodah Zarah in such and such a place. Kach ochelet, it eats in such and such, it drinks such and such, or meitiv, or kach miri, yeah, this is what it wants, and this is how you serve a type of thing. Kol chag, that is, if you like, our mesit. So kol v'chay omito chabatora in machamim alay. We don't try and entrap someone to try and kill someone in Avera Torah. You don't try and entrap someone to try and catch them out to kill them for Chilul Shabbos, for example. Except for this case, which is the case of a mesit. Amar l'shnayim, he says in front of two people, v'hen edav, and they can effectively be the witnesses, v'vin oto l'beitin, then v'soklin oto. Why is that? The Korbanot says that they become the edim. And in the case of a mesit, you don't need hatra'ah for mesit. They don't have to say, do you realize if you try and get us to do Avodah Zarah, we're going to kill you, like all the other cases we saw in capital punishment, k'shat ha'mitot. Because the case of a mesit is one that the Torah says specifically you have no compassion on such an individual. There's no need for a hatra'ah. He tries to invite, if he sends in front of two people, come, let's do Avodah Zarah, they can take him to Beit Din and kill it. Okay? Amar echad, v'hu, if he says in front of one person, so that one person can't be an aid. V'hu omer lo, yesh li chavarim rotze bekach. So what is this? He says he's now trying to entrap this person, trying, you know, kill him for trying to get him to Avodah Zarah. I've got other friends, okay? Maybe that you want to tell them about it as well. So imayarum, if however this guy who's the mesit is pretty clever about it, he doesn't want to say in front of more than one person because he's scared to be taken to beitim and killed. Machminim la'acharei ageda. What you do is you can get witnesses to hide behind a fence. V'u'omer lo, and he says, Emor mashata amarte li biyichud. Tell me what you said. Tell me what you told me in private before. The omer, and the person would say, "Va'ala omer," and the other guy say, "Heyach naniach et olake elokeinu shebeshabayak uliv akadosh brach v'nalech v'navod etzimana." And you want me to go and do avodah, engage in this worship, some pieces of wood and stone? Im chazar, if the person says, "Okay, yep, you're right," then mutav. However, if this other person amar, kach uchovateinu, kach yafe lanu, this is so good for us, this is what should we do? Those secret witnesses say, ah, surprise, we're taking a bait in, they kill him. Okay. Haomer Evod Alech Vavod, sorry, Evod Alech Vavod, Nelech Venavod. If he says, I'm going to go worship, I will go and worship, we will go and worship. These are all these types of lashon. The important way of adding these extra words is Evod is, this is like a mesit, I'm going to go worship. Okay. Or Elech Ve'evod, we have to add that extra case. That is because Romaneda says that there's a mechusa halicha. I still have to go and do it, nonetheless, it's sort of mesid. And Nelech Ve'navod, we are going to go. The fact that it's kolela tatzmo b'achirim, he concludes for other people, you might think that, oh, if other people don't go, then I won't go. He's tole b'achirim. No, all these lashanot are considered lashanot being a mesid. Ezbach, Elech Ve'ezbach, Nelech Ve'ezbach, they're talking about shefting, ektar, Elech Ve'ektar, Ve'elech Ve'ektar, Enaseach, these all types of lashon of shechting, offering, or bowing, these are all lashons of a meisid. The next is hamediach. Hamediach is zeomer nelech v'navod avodah zarah. Let's go to avodah zarah. What exactly is the difference between a mediach and a meisid? We explained it last time. And I have to be I'm hesitating with this because it's in the Gemara. It's not so clear to show me that's the distinction. According to the Shari Kol Masilon, it says that is not the distinction. Is we've said in the past, a Mesid is someone who tries to convince individuals, and a Mediach is someone who tries to convince the whole city, the public, to try and do a Avodah Zarah. Okay? We will see why that's not so partial according to the Rishami. Let's continue. Ha Mesid Zeh Hedyot. What do you mean? Hachacham lo? A mesit, meaning a clever person or is technically clever. That's not considered a mesit. What do you mean? A mesit hedyot? It says mekevan shu mesit ein zechacham. Someone who's a mesit or someone who buys into it. Now this piece we saw in the Yevamot actually, and the way the Reb Chaim explained there, he says that someone who is captured by or taken, tried to promote one of these things, avodah zarah, or is caught along and convinced by it, he's not really such a chacham. He's a hedyot. Now, now, ketzad or simla. Now, there is a bright explain how we trap him. Ketzad on a simla rimalav machminim alav shneidim. We've hired some people. The bait in the internal room of the house. Umoshivin otav bait chitzon. In the outer room, we have the setup, if you like. Umadlikin of neragabah. They set the lights in the room. They light candles. Agabav kedeshi ro'in otav v'shemin kolos, so that the witnesses will be able to see him, his face, and hear his voice. Lighting effects. The inner room dark, outer room light. I can see them quite clearly. Okay. Kachasu, that's what they did. Ben Sotada, the Lord. They hit some people, aviol lebeitin, they point a beitin and killed him. Now the Gemaras, v'cho atama hachin. Now, koma hachin, because this is in the context of Masechta Yevamot, Reb Chaim there, if you remember, said that's referring to the case if someone calls out and says, this is by Me'idin al Bat Kol. If a man says, I'm so and so, I've just been killed, etc., then based on the sound of the voice or the person calling out, we can simply go and testify that the person's been died, and then the wife can go and get married based on that. However, here we're saying the witnesses can't base it on the voice. They have to actually see, we light candles. That's the way the Reb Chaim explains this. We'll get there. The Korban explains it differently, the Kasha, the flow of the Gemara, but he also mentions his perish in the Shari Korban. Okay, and but we'll continue with Reb Chaim for simplicity. Now, oh, just saw the time, so definitely we'll learn Parosh. So Shmiyahi, the difference is Dama Ani. One understanding is the reason why Min al Batko, in the case of the person who died, he says, I so and so was bitten by a snake. That was the case, right? However, so in our case, if you think Ani is enough, instead of getting the witness to be able to see this guy who we're trying to entrap, just get him to say, oh, by the way, what's your name? He says, I'm so-and-so, been so-and-so. And then you won't need to have them to see him. So the guy says, that he's going to, what do you mean? If you say, oh, by the way, what's your name? The guy's going to pick up straight away, this is a setup. So let him, better that, you know, he works out a setup and doesn't do it. So it says, no, we don't want him to work out it's a setup, Davka. Because we don't want this person, if he works out it was set up by this guy, next day he's going to try and catch somebody else and convince other people to Avodah Zarah. So that's why we don't get him to declare his name. And we kind of, if you like, still have this whole setup so we can still kill him. It's kind of interesting here that there's okay, no, we don't have time for it now, but the Rukhain book brings a whole lot of kashyas on this, the trying to bring parallel these two sugyas. One sugya is the particular kula of which we're allowed to marry a woman, you know, based on a single witness testimony things, and trying to parallel with this case of executing an individual. Okay? And also trusting if you're going to say, this is my name, right? But we don't have time to go through it now. Reb Chaim there, also Shara Korban deals with it here. Okay, let's continue. Mesit omer b'lashon gvoa, v'amediach b'lashon namuch. Lashon gvoa is, sounds like a loud volume, if you like. But another explanation is, but the way the Pnei Moshe explains it, very elaborate the way he speaks. And the mediach is lashon namuch, very simple, which is like our Mishnah. Now, the reason why we have to hesitate, I explained the Mishnah before, in terms of who the audience is, in terms of mesit and mediach, which is a classic breakdown, is the Shara Korban says quite clearly here, we see that the Rishonim understood this is referring to all being mediach, and both mesit and mediach is referring to a yachid, not to a group of people. And the distinction we're finding, because the Torah refers to Mesit and Mediach in the same psukim, that's why Pnei Moshe mentions it later on, that they're two different types of, if you like, let's call it a Mesit. And it tries to bring distinctions between the two. And that's why our Mishnah, if you look at the Mishnah, Mesit is very elaborate. And the way that Pnei Moshe points out here, Mediach, let's just go do Avodah Zarah, is very succinct in his speech. So it's really the same, if you like, prohibition, it's just two different types. That's the way it seems to be. As it says, fine, that's Lashon Gvoa and Lashon Namuch. And then it says, Mesit Shamab Lashon Namuch Nase Madiach, Madiach Shamab Lashon Gvoa Nase Mesit. So if one Mesit uses Lashon Namuch, he becomes a Madiach, and Madiach Lashon Gvoa becomes a Mesit. Which is interesting because then the Shara Korban kind of admits that it sounds like they're two different categories, if like of prohibition, but he leaves it to Rechiyon. Similarly, Mesit Omer B'Lashon Kodesh, that uses Hebrew, and Mediach uses Lashon Hedyot, just regular language. And Mesit Sheamar Lashon Hedyot Naseh Mediach, Mediach Lashon Kodesh Naseh Mesit, it switches around. Now it's interesting here because the Aruch, apparently I saw this in the article, switches the whole thing around, and then it'll make a lot more sense to our classic understanding. If you Mesit, if it's Mediach was Lashon Gvoah, and Mesit was Lashon Namuch, make a lot of sense. Because Mediach is Lashon Gavoah, using Lashon HaKodesh, trying to speak to the whole group of people, trying to get entice a whole city. That makes a lot of sense. And the Mesit is just speaking person to person very quietly, if you like. Then this is going to make sense, but that's not the Gemara we have in front of us. But anyway, that's a different way. Okay, let's continue. HaMechashef. HaMechashef is a sorcerer. Also, Maaseh V'lo HaOchezanayim. This is someone who literally does some sort of creative sorcery act, and not just what we call nowadays a magician who uses sleight of hand. That's Mechashef is killed. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Shnayim Loklim. Two people can, if you like, cucumbers. Let's call it that. Okay? And one of them, Patu and Bichayev. Ad Patu Vachad Chayav. Vachad So I'll say Maisa, if he does a Maisa, meaning he does it through Kishuv, he'd be Chayev. If he just did a bit of a, you know, David Copperfield type of sleight of hand with moving screens and make it look like it, well, that would be patur. Let's continue. Hamachashefa will say a maaseh. Hamachshefa lo techiyeh, echad ish vechad isha. Now, even though it's machshefa refers to a woman, it's written in lashon nekevah, really refers to both a man who's a machashef would also be chayev. Elim da Torah derech eretz mipnei sherov anashim kashfaniot, which means that not most women do machshefa, but most of the machshefot were women. Okay, put it that way. So Amar Reb Elazar machashef beskila. So he holds, now here, important to understand, seems to be, even though with our Mishnah seems to say that it's partial, that it's skila, it's actually subject to debate on Mechashef. Rabbi Elazar says Mechashef is skila, and Rabbanan say it's actually b'sayif. So my time at the Rabbi Elazar, Mechashef is skila, so it's my, sorry, my time Rabbi Elazar, Ne'emar kan machshefa lo techiyeh, v'ne'emar im be'ema im ish lo yichyeh. So it's same like a lash, same type of lashon. Ma lo yichle shenema lahalam beskila, just as there by this is referring to going on Har Sinai, that there would be killed beskila. Lo tigabo ki isakoy isakel yore im be'mayim ish lo yichyeh. So to here, the lo tichyeh b'machshava means skila. So what the Chachamim says, actually not b'skila, not at all. It's actually, as we said, it's b'sayif. So ne'emar kan machshefa lo tichyeh b'namalahala lo tichyeh kol neshama. Okay, that's referring to the arima eila yonidachat. So ma lo tichyeh ne'emar lana b'mitzah b'cherev, af lo tichyeh ne'emar mitzah b'cherev. You learn gzeira shava cherev from yonidach. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, min ha-davar hazeh ana mechriya. I can approve, I can machriya, I can see that Shir HaChachamim is right. Why mutav? It's better to learn from exact Lashon, lo tichye, from lo tichye, which is Shir HaChachamim, va'al yochir hanu proven lo yichye. So my time with the Rabbi Yehuda that also holds its skila, so nemar kan machshefa lo tichye, v'nemar alan, meaning these are two psukim that are one after the other. Because the next pasuk yumat, so he says by smichot psukim we learn the same punishment. Ma mita be ma beskila af kiskila. Okay, next Dharma, we have a meisa now. Rabbi Yez, Rabbi Shum, Rabbi Akiva, alun la mischei behaden vimusin de Tveria. They were went to bathe in this bathhouse in Tveria. Chatu chamina, one min saw them, and Amar madamar. He said, what have you said? He used some sort of kishuf v'tap. Tafsitun kippah, and they somehow got trapped or captured in this. They couldn't move because of the dome. Somehow related to it, they stuck to it or entrapped in it. Whatever, some sort of kishuf. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Now he knew that Rabbi Yeshua was a maven in these inyanim of kishuf. So he said to him, "Ma Yeshua ben Chanina, chami ma da'atav." You know, maybe you can use something to try and get us out of the situation. Now, here was to save themselves, so it seemed to be mutar to do it in that way. So, min nafik hahin mina, when the men tried to exit the bathhouse after he entrapped these chachamim, Amar Yeshua madam, I said, what have you said? Vatafas yate tara, and this min got stuck by the door, blocking the door, importantly. Vava komanda alil, anyone who wants to come in, they assumed that this guy was just being a nunnik and not letting him come in. They give him a punch in the stomach, nafik as well, punch him in the back. So Amalun Sharu Madavun. He said to them, undo what you've done, because he's getting beaten up, this man. So Amrinle, they said to him, Sharu va'anshare, let us go, we'll let you go. So Sharon Ilan, they let each other go. Min nafkun, Amar Bishuala Mina, ha mada'at chacham, you think you're very clever, don't you? So Amrinle, the min says, you know what, you'll see how clever I am? Okay. Nachit liyama, come to the ocean with me. Min the nacht in liyama, when they came to the ocean, amar hahu mina, the mina says, he said whatever, mada amar, whatever he said. Vid baze yama, and the sea split. Amar alon, v'lo ken avin Moshe Rabchem v'yama, didn't Moshe Rabbeinu do the same thing? Look, how clever I am, I can split the sea too. So Amrin lay, they said to him, Late at Mo, don't you agree the Halich Moshe Rabban Begavei? One second, who's such a good as Moshe? Moshe walked through the area after it split. So, Bavakasha. Amrulay, he said, okay, fine. Amrulay, Bahalich Begavei. So therefore, go inside. Halich Begavei, he went inside. So, Gaza Rabbi Yehuda al Shara Diyamav Ubala. He made some sort of a decree or sort of thing, and that made the water come and kill this Min. Kill him, I mean, kill him. What's very interesting is a note of the Sha'arei Korban, which will end. It says, the Ketav, firstly, he says, Ketav yafen mare ve'im baze isur, ki nekamat rashayim mutar la'atzil acherim yado. This was what he did was an asur, because to save other people was okay, fine. He says, v'lir ere, mechashev ze was in Israel. He haya umitzvah la'orgo, and it's a mitzvah to kill him. Shemesit haya, he was also mesit, v'ki The kafar b'shvatora. He wasn't a mechashef. He was a mesit, and he was kofar b'torah. Umitzvah la'mito b'chol mita, and it's a mitzvah to kill him whatever means possible. She'efshar. Dichtiv mot yumatu. You got to kill him. Mot yumatu means find any means to kill him. Im ein ata yachol l'mito b'mita chaktuva. If you can't find a mita, if you can't kill him in that way, it seems to be a drush in Bamatzia. In these extreme cases, you can find other means of killing him, and it seemed to be that was a justification why they ended up drowning him, let's say, in the ocean. Okay, that's a shoot.
I won't be here tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.